Hello and thanks for listening to the Go High Ticket presentation. In this course, you will be learning the secrets of creating high ticket products for your back end funnel. Now, if you have been selling ebooks or low ticket products with moderate or tremendous success, congratulations. But if you want to take your business to the next level, this is what indicates the huge difference between those who build a five-figure or six-figure annual business and those who build a milestone million-dollar business. One huge distinction can be found in having a high-ticket product or a collection of high-ticket products in your business empire. Did you know that it takes the same amount of effort to make a $1,000 sale as compared to a $100 sale? I know that this might come as a surprise to many people, but this is actually quite true because you'll find out that most people who have lots of experience in selling high-ticket products have actually discovered, ironically enough, that it takes just as much effort to sell a $1,000 product as it does for a $100 product. Now that you know this, which one will you prefer? I think that you would already know the obvious, and so do most people. A lot of infopreneurs and internet marketers desire selling their own high-ticket products because they know that it's much easier to reach your million-dollar milestone selling $1,000 products as compared to, say, let's $10 products, for example. However, most people are afraid of building high-ticket products, and this is the reason why many internet marketers are leaving money on the table. I have identified three main reasons why most people are leaving money on the table every time they ignore the profit potential of having their own high-ticket products. This might be something you can actually identify with. To the clueless, most people do not know how to go high-ticket. They do not know what makes people fork out $1,000 or even $10,000 very easily without much rejection on the price tag or something like that. Yet, many of us are actually wondering why some gurus have no problems at selling $5,000 products or $10,000 tickets to a seminar. The majority of people think that they owe it to the credibility, but to your surprise again, you will find out that there are lots of people who are making big money on the internet by selling high-ticket products, who are quite known in the internet marketing arena and are not known as gurus. In fact, there are those who are under the radars of internet marketers who are making a lot of money, and I do know some of them myself. So I know this to be the case. I hope this breaks your mental barrier down, though. Again, a lot of internet marketers are having trouble believing that there's actually a lot of money to be made in a high-ticket products. Most people think in limited abundance. They think that money is very scarce, so they have the scarcity mindset. If you want to embrace the idea of going high ticket and achieving your next financial milestone, you have to get rid of this limited mindset and embrace abundance. That being said, if you already have your own front-end products and you are selling them successfully, here's what I'm going to teach you in the next several minutes on how to sell high ticket. I'll be teaching you on how to unlock the untapped profits beyond your front-end products, and how to make your customers willingly part thousands of dollars with little or no rejection on their part, or even minimize the complaint about the heavy price tag. This is very, very possible, and I'll be showing you how to weed out the less interested and extract high-ticket customers from the same database of people who would have purchased your front-end products on a very low entry level. I will also be showing you three very different ways on how you can go about delivering your promises and generate high-ticket products and high-ticket customers at the same time. This is actually a challenge for most internet marketers and even the internet gurus as well, because internet gurus are quite notorious for under-delivering their promises. I'm not implying that every one of them are like that, but there are some of them who are giving the industry a bad name. On the other hand, we have non-guru internet marketers who are afraid of going high ticket because they are afraid that they may not be able to deliver the big promises that most customers are expecting. Firstly, if you do not know what type of high-ticket product services or products to offer, I'm going to walk through with you three easy steps that you can quickly identify and open possibilities to start creating high-ticket products in your niche. Through the whole example in this audio course, I'll be using the information business as an example, although this is quite applicable to most businesses where you have multiple products in a funnel. So taking the first step, take a look at your front-end product and examine the nature of the solutions and the problems that your product is offering to your customer. Are there still any more problems that haven't been solved for your customers? I'm going to take one example though. Let's just say that you wrote a book on how to profit from private label rights and you are teaching people how to make money with private label rights. So, are there still any more unsolved problems that your ebook has yet to answer? I can think of some of them right away, in fact, which will lead us to step two. You can also ask if there are any frustrations that your customers are expected to experience and how you can help them by providing a shortcut to it. You might be preaching a different strategy or technique on how to rebrand private label rights products to make them unique. But your customers, even though they are equipped with the roadmap, they need a vehicle now to overcome or complete their journey when it comes to private label rights. So can you see that there are already some frustrations that your customers are still expected to endure, even though you have already provided them the answer? Step three. Now that we have already identified that there are frustrations or challenges that your customers are still expected to overcome, even though your ebook or your front-end product has already answered it, now you can offer a cheaper or more affordable solution to your customer, or can you offer a shortcut that your customers are willing to pay a big sum of money just to overcome them quickly or instantly? Using the same example again, what if you are to offer a quick way to rebrand the products for them or give them a turnkey solution? They could either pay $1,000 to get done with it quickly and focus on marketing or do other productive things. Or they are willing to waste more time doing this thing which isn't going to generate more money. You can see that as an opening to exploit here. Take note that we're not implying that your front end should be lousy or under-delivering as promised. Your front end product should still deliver its promise. However, you must also leave a reasonable opening that there are customers who are independent and willing to do it on their own. And when they are also those who don't mind paying to overcome that certain problem. This is where high-ticket marketing comes in. I'll be going through with you some examples shortly, and here's one right away. Here's one high-ticket example that I can show you right away. It's what I call the done-everything-for-you business. If your front-end product educates your customers on how to make money online using a certain technique, let's say the blogging model, where you teach people on how to make money through blogging, you can expect the next thing your customer is going to do. He or she is going to apply the methods that you have been teaching in your ebook and build his or her blog. Some people are independent and they can do things on their own. But what about those who can't and they are technically challenged? Therefore, you have a high ticket possibility. What if you provide a more convenient and time-saving solution by giving your customer a complete blog package and you do everything for him or her? Head to toe, groundworks, and all he or she has to do is post his or her own content and start doing his or her own marketing while you have everything else done for them. Or if you want to take one step further You can even provide the content for him on a regular basis. So, is this going to be an attractive deal that some customers are willing to pay a lot of money for? Yes, if they truly value their time. If you are a self-improvement coach or speaker, this is a high-ticket opportunity that you can also tap into. This is the second high-ticket example that I would recommend if you are a coach or a speaker. You can also sell tickets to your own seminar here because you're giving your customers experience that they cannot get from just reading a book. They get to meet you in person and meet a higher quality group of like-minded people in the same field. And that brings us potential partnership and business forging. This is the secret why self-improvement masters are making good money, as well as because they are doing seminars. Unlike just selling books, they are offering priceless experiences that most people cannot get by reading a book or by listening to a CD. Then there is also a third example, which is quite commonly used by a lot of infopreneurs. These people provide home study course or DVD sets, the high-ticket workhorse of information marketers. Home studies are perceived to be having a higher value and people paying hundreds of dollars to have them shipped to their doorstep. Now, if you are planning to sell a DVD set or home study course in your information business, I strongly want to remind you not to make the mistake that a lot of people tend to make when they first try to sell their home study course. Do not position it as merely a DVD. DVDs are nothing more than just a feature. So you must emphasize more on the benefits. You must mention that along the lines of having people accomplish much faster is they also see videos and also learn by watching rather than reading. Because statistically speaking, people remember 50% of what they hear and see after 2 weeks, reported in the Dale's 1969 research. This is opposed to the people who only remember 10% of what they read after 2 weeks of learning a specific topic. This is also cheaper to your customers because if they cannot afford your one-on-one consultation, which chances are that you are going to charge higher because it involves eating up your personal time, they can actually settle for the same learning experience distilled into your videos or home study course so that they can play, rewind, or fast forward anytime they want. Because if they only get to meet you once for 1 to 2 hours and they pay a lot of money, they might remember or forget what they might have learned from you in that couple of hours. But with DVDs and home study courses, they can refer anytime they want to, and it is much more affordable. This is also good for you because you don't have to spend any more of your personal time in servicing people after creating the home study course. You can just sell it and automate the whole business as well. This is quite an automated high-ticket business. Now, this is also a very popular high-ticket example, which is the fourth example of this course. It's called mentoring in person. Now, I understand that mentoring may not be a cup of tea for some people, but if you enjoy teaching people in person, this is something I would recommend to go into so that you can get paid for doing what you like to do. I would like to interest you with a survey that I've seen recently on ask500people.com. It revealed that more than 300 people voted for in person when asked what is their preferred choice of learning a new skill. And this is topping other preferred learning methods like videos and books. I'm not saying that previous examples are being irrelevant to this one. There are still people who still would like to settle for learning through reading books or videos. But if people could afford it, they would prefer to be mentored in person. These are the kind of clients you want to get if you're going into the mentoring people as a high-ticket business. Again, statistically speaking, and using the same source, people remember 90% of what they do and see after 2 weeks, which is much better retention rate than learning through any other types of methods. This is an incentive to get the best of customers to work with, and they can also be your closest protege. Now that I've already covered 4 different examples which are very popular on how you can create your own high-ticket products to be positioned at your back end after your customers purchase your front-end products, I'm going to show you how you can extract hot leads and convert your front-end customers into high-ticket customers. Now, taking the first step, you are to store a series of follow-up emails so that your customers will get into sequence after purchasing your low-entry front-end product. I recommend writing a minimum of 14 emails because the truth is that writing 7 emails, I notice it's being popularly used around the internet, whereas 7 emails is actually enough to convince people, but I found this to be false. Here's an example. I was listening to a very interesting course elsewhere. There was a speaker who had everyone stand up, and he was asking people because they paid $5,000 to attend his seminar each. He asked everyone to stand up, and whoever could answer the first email when he sent it out and respond to the seminar to sit down. Some people sat down when he moved to the second email. Again, some people sat down. And the rest were still standing up. By the time he reached the 7th email, there were still at least half of the hall of people standing up. What this shows is that even after 7 emails that the guy sent, there were still 7 people standing up, meaning that they did not answer to attend the high-ticket seminar even after 7 emails were sent. It took them at least 12 to 14 emails to actually be convinced to join the seminar. So what does this teach you here? To include as many follow-up emails as much as possible, especially after your customer has purchased your low-end entry front-end product, get them to sign up to your customer list and get their email address so that you can instantly follow up via your autoresponder. Step 2. In your sales letter, every time your customer clicks on the link and the follow-up email, they will come to the sales letter where you are going to pitch them into your higher ticket product. Instead of putting a fixed price, I recommend putting a submission form so that you can pre-qualify your prospects to submit their queries through it. Do this only if you are providing high-ticket services that involves your time or it is service-oriented. Ask them questions like, what do they want? What do they expect? Is there any special customizations that they want? What is their budget? And questions that matter in the nature of your service. Once that is done, moving on to step 3, once you get the submission via email from your front-end customers without those that look seemingly less interested, then start to follow up with the qualified leads via Skype or a phone call away. If you start getting submission forms where people expect you to mentor them for $200, then those are not worth your time. And these are definitely not the kind of people you want to follow up with. But if there are those who want to be mentored and are willing to pay something, let's say, for example, maybe $500 and above, or even $1,000, yes, this is the kind of what I call quality leads that you want to follow up with. It is worth your time, and you know that they are actually committed. This is what I consider to be the most important in this presentation. I admit that there are lots of people out there teaching you on how to go high ticket, as well as how to create a high ticket product and all that. But a lot of people don't teach you how to deliver your promises because this is a very untapped area in high ticket marketing. This is the reason why most people fail when it comes to selling high ticket products online in this information business As a matter of fact, high ticket marketing is challenging because with a hefty price, that comes with a bigger responsibility to deliver your big promises to your client. What if you fall short with your promises and you'll end up with customers who are upset with you and will start talking bad about you, therefore hurting your reputation? This is something that you want to totally avoid. As I mentioned at the earlier part of this presentation, I've mentioned that some internet marketing gurus are quite notorious about under-delivering their high-ticket products or services promises, whereas non-gurus are afraid because they might not have what it takes to deliver on a bigger scale. So the question is, how can you overcome this? Well, I'll be showing you how to do that. The first and obvious method is doing it on your own. In your high-ticket product or service, I've been mentioning it here, however, I will not truly recommend it as a long-term solution, because if you're providing a service, you'll find out that it takes up a lot of your time, and you're nothing more than actually being a high-paid slave. You're having a job rather than a high-paying business. But if you are just starting out, this is something you cannot avoid, and I recommend that you take it as your first step. You can always improve your high-ticket service after practice and how you can automate it all the way, which comes to the second point. Once you start establishing your first high-ticket product successfully, the next thing you can do is outsource the work that is kind of predictable to full-time virtual assistants. This is a highly recommended method. Or alternatively, you can partner with someone else who is competent and can complement your skills, which you might lack in, and he can compensate for you in this business. This is a recommended method as well, or another popular method that most high ticket masters do, that once they are training their first batch of students or proteges. You see, what they do is that they make an offer to their first tier students and offer them a chance to also play a part as a partner or a full-time assistant in the same business as well. So there you have it. You have four different ways of delivering your promise very easily without falling back on your promises. Regardless of what high-ticket product or service you are planning to deliver, I totally recommend that you do not make promises that you cannot keep. This is for the sake of keeping your reputation first. Once you have everything it takes to build a solid foundation, you can go towards the high ticket safely. Easily build your reputation on the way as well. In the long run, you will be making high profits compared to your competitors who are only being stuck with selling front-end or low-end entry products. Hopefully, this will bring you closer to your first millions if this is the goal you are striving for. This is the end of the GoTicket audio presentation course. I hope that you have learned a lot from this presentation. Don't forget to take notes and listen to this session every now and then, because I'm sure you'll be getting quite some golden gems from it. I'm quite excited in recording this presentation because it's something that I believe most people out there are not being taught actually. So I really think this is something that a lot of people are looking forward to, especially if you are a product creator and you want to go beyond creating a low entry product, which is under $97 or so. Finally, you have the opportunity to start unlocking your potential profits and go high ticket by selling $200 products, $400 products, or even $1,000 high ticket businesses. To your online success and to your first $1 million milestone.